And so we'll move on to my report. And as you know, this is an opportunity for me to summarize my engagements since our last council meeting, ongoing outreach activities since our last meeting, which was October 25. So my engagements during this reporting period took me from Washington, D.C. to Fresno, California with many of you, two centers of political power in our nation, and also places beyond. In our nation's capital, I attended the annual Rehnquist Award reception hosted by Chief Justice John G. Roberts. I also attended that with Martin Hoshino and also Donna Melby. I also attended a meeting of the Board of Directors of the Conference of Chief Justices. I am a member of that board, expiring in 2015. There I attended conversations with the Chief Justices, all of the Chief Justices attending that conference, engaging with our justice system partners from the legal profession. Also, we had a justice roundtable where we were advised on civil justice improvements for the 21st century. It was moderated by Oregon Chief Justice Tom Ballmer. It's a committee of exceptional people who are looking at changes to civil justice, and our own Los Angeles Sherry Carter serves on that committee, and I understand is incredibly helpful and brings the news of California to the committee. In Fresno, which took on the appearance of our state capitol for the Justice Marvin Baxter Retirement Tribute Dinner, I would say it looked more like Oscar Academia night, except that there was a blue and white Corvette parked out front. I joined over 850 other friends, including many of you. These are admirers of Justice Baxter in celebrating his career and accomplishments with Justice Baxter in Fresno with his family and friends and relatives and folks from kindergarten and college who've been with Justice Baxter from the beginning. This was just one of a number of recognitions that I've had the pleasure of attending for Justice Baxter's retirement. Martin and I had a very engaging and open conversation with Governor Brown at his office in Sacramento in November, and we continue to have regular contacts with the administration as we head towards January state budget proposal. I also had the pleasure of participating in what I believe is an important part of taking public office, and that is when I administer the oath of office to the newly elected state senators in the Senate chamber. Judicial Council Governmental Affairs facilitated two more liaison meetings with justice system partners. We met to discuss various issues with the Consumer Attorneys of California and separately with the Public Defenders Association and the California Attorneys for Criminal Justice. As you can imagine, we had much to talk about regarding Prop 47 and the impact on the courts and the meaning of the initiative. I met briefly with the board members of the State Justice Institute as they considered grant applications for next year to support their goal of improving the equality of justice in California. Also, Judicial Council staff Martin and Jody and Kurt, and Kurt were there also, updating them about what's happening in California and our need for grant money for some of our initiatives. I also engaged with foundations, legal aid, and civic organizations, law firms, and the legal community at a reception celebrating California courts. This was hosted by Justice at Stake, a national organization, and they are concerned about the impact nationally of attack-style ads in judicial elections, both general and retention, on fair and impartial courts. They've been active in Iowa and Florida and Alabama across the country in trying to stave off the unnecessary political attacks on the judiciary. The 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act was a theme from my State of the Judiciary address to the legislature early this year, and it was acknowledged recently at an event to celebrate the Equal Rights Advocates' 40th anniversary. I had the honor of participating in a conversation called A Conversation Among Women Chiefs, and I was on a panel with Federal Chief Judge Claudia Wilkin and Senior Presiding Justice Joan Dempsey Klein from our Court of Appeal. And we discussed diversity and the evolving role of women in the judiciary and in the legal profession and the need to push for further action. Although Justice Klein will retire at the end of this month at 90 years of age, she will join me on the bench one more time on December 22nd when the Commission on Judicial Appointments will consider the appointment by Governor Brown of Ms. Leandra Krueger to the Supreme Court of California. Likely, given the composition of our bench, this will be the last time an all-female Commission on Judicial Appointments panel will convene. Joan was a true trailblazer for all women in the legal profession and the judiciary. At a commission hearing earlier this week, just this Wednesday, our panel, which includes the Attorney General, Kamala Harris, and this time Administrative Presiding Justice Brad Hill and Presiding Justice J. Anthony Klein, and myself, we voted to confirm 2 justices for the 1st District and 1 for the 5th District Courts of Appeal. These are welcome additions to their benches, and I know you know these folks. We welcome Justice Smith and Justice Marla Miller, and soon to be sworn Justice John Streeter to the appellate courts. This week, that is Tuesday or Monday, I also hosted my annual press briefing with representatives from local and state media, legal affairs correspondents and reporters, and a national news agency. We sat around the table for an hour and a half, had the opportunity for them to meet Martin. We talked about budget, appointments, the impact of ballot measures, where those were some of the themes, including some inappropriate themes about how I voted and who baked what. But we discussed much. Relationships have much improved. Also, Martin was able to share some of his observations and his, quote-unquote, his words, honeymoon period here at the branch. The future as it relates to California's youth was a unifying theme for 3 of my other engagements. There was a leadership summit. It was called Creating Leaders for the 21st Century. It was organized by the State Bar of California Council on Access and Fairness. The 10th anniversary celebration and recognition for the Marin YMCA Youth Court, an incredibly productive and life-changing court in Marin, and a summit organized by the Center for Youth Wellness, Children Can Thrive, California's response to adverse childhood experiences and what we see when there isn't a response on the impact in juvenile court and dependency court. So engagements such as these show me that the future of our state is in good hands with great initiatives and many leaders and young people, and that children can succeed if they're given a chance and if they're given support, and that keeping kids in school is a worthwhile effort for all of us. And it's believed, speaking of children and the youth and leadership and a new year, it's appropriate to end my report to the council on that positive and what I believe optimistic note. That concludes my report.